Welcome to the Leaders Toolkit Podcast, episode 17.
Well, hello, team and organizational leaders. I'm Tracy, the director of Catalyst Success at Giant, a leadership development company. If you're a team leader of any type, this podcast was designed for you. Here's the reality. You excelled in your field, and now you find yourself leading a team. But here's the catch. You were never taught how to lead a team. You received training for your expertise, but leading a team requires a separate skill set. So if you're struggling with managing tasks, time, conflicts, or motivating your team, this podcast is your solution. It equips team leaders with the art of successful leadership. Each episode is concise yet impactful, providing you with hacks, tips, tricks, tools, wisdom, resources, and encouragement. Tune in and spread the word among other team leaders in your organization or beyond so they can listen as well. Together, let's build healthy, high-performing teams that can change the world. Get ready to become a team leader worth following. Welcome back, everyone. I have once again brought my friend and colleague, the co-founder of Giant, back with us, Jeremy Kubicek. Welcome back.
How's it going, Tracy?
It's going really well. We've been on quite the journey since you were here last time.
I know. I'm so impressed. Yeah. I love it.
Learning lots of tools, lots of great concepts. And so I know you have a brand new book out. And so I thought this would be a great time for us to insert and talk about what healthy communication looks like. So can you tell us more about your book?
Yeah, it's so fun to have another book out. And this one specifically is a cornerstone tool of Giant. It's called the Communication Code. The idea is that what would have to happen for every single person to become more relationally intelligent? That means that you start to know yourself, your wiring, you know your tendencies, you know how to communicate more effectively. And when you do, relationships will thrive. So the whole premise is basically a tool that will unlock a relationship or make communication flow more freely. And as you know, Tracy, this came through Steve and I just butting heads. And the beauty of our tools is most of them come from our own inability to see traction, and then we try to solve our own issues, and we come up with a metaphor or an axiom or a tool, a visual that would help unlock that. And so there are five C's within the communication code that I'll walk through when you're ready. You ready for me to do that?
Yeah, I'd love it. Go, let's go do it.
You got any other? Okay. Yeah. So here's, if you're listening to this, here's what happens is that when you're communicating with someone already, you have a predisposed view of how the conversation is going to go based on the past. I know Tracy. Tracy knows me. We're going to have a conversation about something. She can probably guess already how I'm going to address something based on her past. This specifically happens with spouses, kids, family. It can also happen within teams if you work together for some length. But there's a history you have to deal with, but there's also expectations that are inside relationships. And expectations are, they're under the water. Most people don't see them, but they're there. So an example is if I bring something to Tracy, I have an expectation that I want to celebrate a little bit. I want to like take a moment. It doesn't have to be long. It can just be short, but let's at least acknowledge that we're making progress on something. And that might be an expectation that I have based on my wiring as a connector. Tracy's wiring might be very different in that she's ready to get down into tasks. She maybe wants to collaborate or critique, and therefore we could miss communicate because I have an expectation that doesn't get met. If that doesn't get met, most people don't say anything. They actually pull back, cross their arms, and their wall goes up, and the other person noticed something but doesn't know what's really going on. What's up with Jeremy? Why did he act that way? That was weird. And then we move about our day and we miscommunicate. Do that over and over and over again. And a wall gets higher and higher. It gets thicker and thicker. And all of a sudden the relational dynamics aren't very warm. They're cold. And again, expectations were unmet on me. Expectations weren't known by Tracy. And we just didn't say anything. So we created 5 C's, care, celebrate, clarify, collaborate, and critique. And these are tendencies that we either desire or we tend to do. These are like expectations. This is what I expect. And each personality has a really a different code. So if I'm with Tracy, I'm going to say, Tracy, I already kind of know you care. So I don't really need that right now because I already know you do. But I do want to celebrate, or I want you to clarify. I'm going to tell you something and I need you to either clarify or celebrate with me. And I'm going to tell you that ahead of time. And when I do, I'm communicating my code words. I'm giving her the code that would unlock the relationship so that we'd have two-way communication. And she then hears what I'm transmitting, speaks it back to me, and I know that we're in sync. That is what the communication code is about. The problem, again, is that if I have an expectation for something and the other person does something completely different, say critique or collaborate when I don't want them to, that's where most drama comes in.
That makes so much sense, because I think everyone listening can identify with, you know, your spouse comes home, they're excited about something, they start telling you a story. And if your default, like mine has been, is critique, or, oh, he's wanting me to make this better, or he's wanting me to throw out some questions to see if, you know, that's ridiculous. And then I throw out the questions, and then my husband's like, hello, I was just trying to tell you about my day. I didn't want you to fix it. I didn't want you to give me some solution. I really wanted you to celebrate about da 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 da, or I just wanted you to collaborate on this with me. But it's like, we expect each other to be mind readers. We can't be mind readers, which brings me back to the 5 voices. Steve was on here a couple episodes ago going through the details of the different ways we all see the world. And so it's a great, it's a code. I love it.
And it's a tool.
Yeah.
It's all designed to help you have the language. And it is mechanical, meaning that you're trying to think, in essence, what does Tracy want right now? So I might ask you, hey, Tracy, before we get into this, are you wanting me to collaborate? Are you wanting me to clarify? Do you want my critique? What is it you want? So that I'm honoring you. I'm also helping you communicate with me so I don't miss it. Or Tracy comes ahead of time and goes, hey, Jeremy, I really, really, really want you to care. I just need to talk. That's all. Just care. I don't need any feedback. I don't need any collaboration. Just listen. Okay, got it. Now it gives me the code to know what to do. Because if not, I might go back to my tendencies, which could be to collaborate at the wrong time, critique, do something that doesn't meet your expectations.
I like that. It's as if you're setting the conversation up for success. I'm thinking of a tennis ball. You're getting ready to serve. You throw up the ball. You make contact, and it's like you are saying, here's what will make our conversation a success if you will celebrate with me. So what do you do if they're asking for something, say celebration, and you're thinking, I don't know that I can celebrate this. I don't agree, or this seems off, or do you just go with it? You let them go ahead and celebrate, and then at a later time?
So I think you can celebrate and go, I want to celebrate, but I have a few questions. Can I ask some questions? Can I clarify first? Just so I make sure that I'm... And then by clarifying, you might go, oh, that is awesome. Good job. Yeah, I get it. Awesome. So it could just be using those code words. Do they need care? Do they need to celebrate? Do they need clarification? Do they need collaboration? What would critique look like without being critical? So it's all of those words are code words, again, to be used on both sides. The interesting thing about it, though, is that like in the case of Steve, with each person, it could be very different. So with Steve, what do I want? I want to celebrate, number one, but I don't want to celebrate me. I want to celebrate us. So when I'm celebrating about what we're doing at Giant, or I'm celebrating about, I'm not trying to celebrate me. I don't want a party for myself. I don't want a parade. I'm trying to celebrate we over I. So that's really important. That's what I want from him. So I don't really want critique. I want either celebration or clarification first. And then once I get those, by all means, let's collaborate. But if you start with critique, if Steve starts with critique with me, my walls go up immediately because I don't think he's hearing it. I don't think he's fully understanding, and he's not asked enough questions to fully understand. So now that's our own personal code with Steve. With my wife, I want a little bit more care. I want to be able to celebrate, but I really want her to clarify too, but in clarify without it being interrogation. Mm-hmm. It's some clarification. So it's very specific in what you need from each other. Mm. And conversely, Kelly and Steve both, they are thinkers. They like to critique because they like to solve things. But it's interesting. They don't want critique. They like to give it, but they don't necessarily want it. And so, but by asking, Kelly was like, I need to know that you want to listen and you'll care by listening to me. Mm. So I did that yesterday and I screwed it up yesterday. She was in the hot tub and I was outside talking to her. My legs were tired. I was ready to go inside. And she was like, can't you listen just a little bit more? And I was obviously fidgety and I should have pulled up a chair. So I did. I took my shoes off, pulled up a chair and sat there and listened to her and talk, and then just let her talk. And that was showing care for her without critique or collaboration. So, you know, each person, each conversation has an opportunity to unlock it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a quick break. We're going to come back here in just a minute. And I have I'll tell you what I've learned the most about this tool along the way. All right, we'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. We are talking with Jeremy Kubicek, co-founder of Giant and the author of the new book, The Communication Code. It's a really, really unique, wonderful way to set up a conversation for success, to unlock conversations with those around you. And I'll tell you, I've known this tool for years now, and it's a hard one for me because I find it interesting that all these years, I'm 52 years old, I didn't realize that I could actually verbalize my needs for a conversation. Isn't that odd? It's so simple. And it feels so uncomfortable to me to walk into a conversation and say, hey, can we collaborate on something? It's so simple, but I've never, until I heard this tool, I never understood that I could just say that or that somebody could say it to me. And it really does eliminate about 90% of the frustration in a conversation is when you can say, hey, I just need your care right now. And on the other side of that, it feels a little bit limiting to me because I'm like, oh, but I have so much critique right now. I get input, or can we not collaborate? Nope, not right now. They just need care. And that takes a lot of intentionality as a leader to meet the needs of the other person instead of meeting your own need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And your own tendency.
Yeah.
What is your tendency? It's a habit. Mm-hmm. I have a habit to critique. I have a habit to collaborate. You know, for me, I want to collaborate all the time. Oh, that's a good idea. Have you thought about this? And the person's like, yeah, I don't need that right now. What I need is to hear me out. I need you to care. Then I want you to clarify. And if something good, celebrate. Because you're, in essence, what you're doing is you're building influence. It's really what it is. If you're showing that I can trust you with my communication and I know that you're for me, not just for yourself, then I will let you in to collaborate and critique for sure. But if you are hard charging critique, I'm going to put a wall up and it's going to look like this. You know, I'm crossing my arms, leaning back, letting you get through your critique, but I'm not going to let it affect me. You've just lost influence. And I might just pull away from you. And then that relationship is strained and you don't know why. Mm-hmm. So you said it, the communication code is a tool to help you verbalize your needs in a conversation. So if it's a code word, it's like the Enigma code in World War II. Once you understand the code, you can decipher messages. Oh, that's what you're wanting from me. Okay, sure. Yeah, I can do that. And then you practice care or you practice celebration. It's funny. Thinkers think that feelers are wanting a parade to celebrate. It's not. It's almost like, good job. I recognize that what you did was really, really good. More of that. Awesome. Boom. Great. Now let's move on. So it's really just versus I have certain coaches that I work with, actual football coaches, to go, well, if I celebrate, they're going to get lazy. Mm. And I need them to stay intense. I'm like, nope. You're going to miss. There's a time for everything. There's a time for every. There's time they need to know you care. They need to celebrate. They need clarity. They need collaboration. If you do those things well, and over time, I know you're for me, by all means, critique, because I'll trust that you're for me. You've shown yourself to be for me. Therefore, when you critique, it might feel a little hard, especially for feelers, but I know you're making me better. But if you tell me, well, that's just what I do. I make people better. Why can't I do that with you? Arms crossed, mm-hmm. Lean back. It's because I don't feel like you're for me. It feels like you're against me. So it's the intent of a leader that's really, really important. And the communication code is a tool that, again, gives you the language, gives you the system to unlock the relationship, to build better communication. And so relational trust gets developed over time.
Love it. Love it. It's such a practical tool. Thank you. Okay. So if people want to purchase the book, Amazon, right?
Amazon is a great place for it. We've got, Books a Million. You've got Barnes & Noble, but Amazon is a great spot. This is a great tool for Christmas gifts. It's great for marriages. So for families to buy it, for spouse, it's great for children, to have a conversation and use. But it's really, really good for teams. And so we have had a number of teams already purchase the book or pre-order. So use it as a book study, start to understand. We also have a communication code assessment. So you maybe put in the show notes and all of that. But this is going to be a fun book to see what transformation that it has. We know it works, and that's the fun part about it, because we've used it for so long. Now it's finally ready for the world to see.
That's right. Yeah, I'm excited about it. So if you're out there and you maybe do a book of, with your people, and you want to order in bulk, if you want to reach out to me, tracy.rader@giantworldwide.com, I can help you get a bit of a discount for that for your organization. So, all right. Well, Jeremy, once again, we appreciate you. Thanks for being here.
Appreciate it, Tracy. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.